Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
This is WIT Connect. I'm Michael Lauer here with my co-host and producer, Shay Thomas. How's it going, Shay?
It's going good. It's been a nice day today.
Yeah, it has. And it's a wonderful event here at the Georgia Aquarium. Everyone's in their Sunday's best. And to kick it off, we have three wonderful women from the robotics team of Walton, correct? We have, right next to me here, we have Anjani, we have Stephanie, and Mary Kat. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Good. So what brings you guys here to WIT Connect? Anjani, will you go ahead and start?
Oh, yeah. Well, WIT is actually one of our sponsors because we are a team that strives to promote girls in technology and women in technology. It's very fitting that they sponsor us. And so every year we submit a grant, and through FIRST Robotics, they're able to sponsor us.
Now, Stephanie, have you guys been to a WIT Connect before, or is this your first time?
This is actually our second year. We came last year, and each year we always bring our basketball robot, and we let other people drive it, and it's a lot of fun to see them interacting with the team and with the robot.
So did you guys actually build the robot? Did you guys make improvements on it every year? Mary Kat, why don't you explain how that process works to me?
Actually, every January we get a new challenge competition for the robot to do, and we have 6 weeks to build a robot from the ground up. They give us a part of kits that we can use as a baseline, and then we from then on just add on and try to make it the best we can. We've actually been to world championships 5 years?
4 years.
Four years in a row. Yeah.
So your robot, and I can see it from over here, folks at home can't see it, but it's pretty big. It's like 4 feet tall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a weight limit of 120 pounds, and we usually get pretty close.
Get right at it?
Yeah.
So it's close to 120 pounds, I gather. Mm-hmm. And it shoots basketballs. And how do you get it to be accurate?
Well, what we have is a conveyor belt system in which the wheels just go up. And it's got the edges, the belt, it's kind of in a constrained area, so the basketball won't fit. Unless it goes in a certain way. And also we have wheel speeds, the wheels shoot it out once the basketball gets to the top of the conveyor belt, and we can change the speeds for how far we want it to go.
Mary Kat is actually our chief engineer, so she can tell you more than you would want to know about
the
robot.
So what I do want to know is, will it shoot better than LeBron James?
Ooh.
We'll have to find out.
That's very questionable.
Yeah. Because I feel the NBA could be a bunch of robots now, right? Yeah. Shay, what do you think?
Well, see, my question is, I mean, you said you can adjust it to see how far it shoots. How far have you gotten that thing to shoot?
We haven't really tested our basketball bot for distance, yeah. But we have a t-shirt cannon, and it can shoot halfway down a football field into the field goal.
Is the cannon on the robot?
Yes, it is, actually, and we drive it around and on the football team, and it comes to every Friday night football game at Walton High School.
So not only this robot can shoot baskets, it can also give out t-shirts?
That's a different robot, but...
okay, I was confused.
I got messed up. So, Anjani, tell me a little about your role with the robotics team.
Yeah, well, I'm actually the communications director this year, and I was last year. So I deal with a lot of the outside communication, of the team with sponsors, stakeholders.
You get the money in.
Yeah, I guess.
Show me the money. It's probably too old for you guys. You guys know that movie?
No.
Jerry Maguire? Ooh. Oh, man.
Sorry. I got
hit a little bit there.
Yeah, I just felt a little old on that.
Yeah, I did. I think I just pulled out my gray hairs. Yeah, you'll have to. So tell me what the biggest challenge for you as the communications manager?
Well, for us, mostly because the communications department is the newest department, it was actually, this is its third year in existence. So it hasn't been as concrete as all the other departments have, and so that's kind of been a challenge to be able to get communications out to people on a scheduled basis and just kind of get things rolling, I guess.
Sure.
So that's one of our goals for this year.
Just to kind of have a better timeline and stick and communicating that to people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Stephanie, what's your role with the team?
I'm actually the director of international outreach / our Destination Einstein program, and that's a department we created this year, so I'm not actually entirely sure what it's going
to
be.
So explain that to me, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Shay doesn't know anything about this kind of stuff.
No, this
I
is
do.
Way
Shay
above.
Doesn't.
This
so
is
explain it.
So far
explain
above
it to
my
Shay.
Head.
what that just meant, what that program is.
Okay. So our team does a lot of outreach in the local community and even like on a nationwide basis. But what we're trying to do is bring FIRST Robotics to other countries where they don't already have it. And our main vehicle for doing this is a program called Destination Einstein. Our team is actually the only team in all of Georgia to have a full-sized field in our build site. So we're able to host scrimmages multiple times a year. And we let other Georgia teams come in and practice. And it's completely revolutionized the performance level of the team.
So scrimmaging what exactly? Explain what a competition or scrimmage might look like.
It's basically teams of three robots competing against teams of three robots.
Like battle bots?
A little bit, I guess. More like sports, but played with robots instead of people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch, and it's a lot of fun to compete in.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm. We call it sports for the mind.
Sports for the mind.
Yeah.
So what kind of sports do they play?
Well, they did basketball 3 years ago, and then the year after that, they did frisbee. And last year's game was aerial assist, which was the robots launching 2-foot yoga balls through hoops. So that was a pretty crazy game, but it was a lot of fun.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So, Mary Kat, you are the head engineer, correct?
Yes, sir.
So if it doesn't work, it's your fault.
Pretty much.
Our team actually has this inside joke. We have a bucket of blame, and every year it gets passed on to the next executive director, who's like the captain of the team. And that was me last year, so this year I got to pass it on to our next executive director.
So you're all passing the buck here.
Yeah.
There's no real accountability. So how are you guys liking the event so far? What's your goal for being here? Just to show off and say how smart you guys are and maybe thank Witt a little bit?
Pretty much. We really want to make sure our sponsors know that we love that they're our sponsors and that they support us. And we want to maybe see some fish.
Yeah. See some fish, too.
Yeah. Show them just what we've been working on and how successful we've been in the past couple of years, and can hopefully convince them to continue sponsoring us, because it's nice to have sponsors.
Okay, and real quick before we head out here, I want to go down the line here and figure out or ask you what year you are and what you want to do in college and out of college, kind of what your plans for the future are. So, Injini?
Yeah, I am a rising senior in high school. So right now, I'm pretty sure I want to do some form of engineering, most likely biomedical or chemical engineering. As far as colleges go, I like Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Georgia Tech is nice.
That's a good start.
There's a long list that I need to narrow down.
Stephanie?
I'm kind of in the same boat as Anjali. There's a pretty big list, but my dream schools are Stanford or MIT. Well, I'm a rising senior, and I definitely want to go to engineering, possibly either electrical or biomedical engineering.
Okay. Mary Kat?
I really want to go into mechanical engineering with maybe like a minor in computer science, because I want to continue building robots for the rest of my life.
Cool.
And also at Georgia Tech.
And you are a rising senior or a graduate senior?
Rising senior.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer for Shay Thomas here at WitConnect. We'll be back in a few.